The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Shea goes down the lane, right side to Shamet for three in the lead. Hot damn! 133-131! 15 seconds to play! Timeout, Golden State!
Klay Thompson fires a three. It's in the air. It doesn't go. Oh my goodness! The Clippers have overcome a 31-point deficit and win game two in Oracle Arena! Wow!
Thompson comes out, gets it. Pump fake, steps out, takes a three. It's on the way. It's no good. And the Warriors have given away game two.
Our defense was great for two and a half quarters, and then we stopped defending. When I say we stopped playing. Defense, offense, execution-wise, we were not as engaged as we needed to be, and we got exactly what we deserved.
Well, that was interesting. For a Tuesday in April, there's a lot going on. Let's get right to it on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when usually everybody's in a bad mood. Don't be. It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive. It's nice outside. It's not going to be tomorrow, so enjoy it. And I don't know why I'm fired up on a Tuesday, but here we are.
I don't know either. I like it, though.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right.
And we're bringing back our Local Music Tuesday starting today. So if you're a local artist and you want to hear your music on the Blitz, today's going to be your day. Tell all your friends about it.
I don't have friends.
Well, you've got two. Oh. Maybe one and a half. I don't know. Yeah.
You know them?
Well, I have people who say they're your friends.
Oh, I've got plenty of those. People I actually want to be around, though.
So, interesting night last night. First off, I think now you've just pissed off the Warriors. But that was a... I flipped over in time to see the last bit of the comeback as I was watching hockey last night, including your Preds. With a 2-1 win.
Yes.
And my beloved Leafs, which, you know, that goes without saying. But, it really did look like they just quit playing. And then Boogie Cousins' leg explodes. That was gross.
Yeah, that's not good.
And it looks like they say he doesn't need surgery. They're going to reevaluate in a couple weeks. But if I were a betting man, I wouldn't expect him back for the playoffs.
No, I don't think so either. I think he's done.
Yeah, that you could just take one look at that and it's like, ugh, that's not how a leg is supposed to look. But your thoughts on that?
I think it is, I mean, it's obviously unfortunate for the Warriors, but if you're the Rockets, you're suddenly like, oh, well, now we don't have to deal with the problems that he presents. Because, I mean, let's face it, and Andrew Bogut played well last night. Why is his name escaping me? The other big, the other big for the Warriors, the other Looney.
Yeah.
Played well last night, and
you'd still rather face those guys than Boogie
any
Cousins.
Day. I mean, those guys are simple beasts.
Yeah,
they're guys who they're gonna hang around in the paint. They're gonna they're gonna try to defend. They're gonna get some buckets around the basket. Maybe DeMarcus Cousins. That's a puzzle, and to not have to deal with that is huge for the Rockets, I think.
Well, and I've been saying all along that if the Rockets are gonna get by him, somebody's gonna have to snap a hammy or something. Whether it's Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or Kevin Durant, but this doesn't hurt because that was one big advantage I think the Warriors were going to have in a 7-game series is that the Rockets didn't really have an answer for Cousins, so now they do. So if you're a Rockets fan, not that you ever want to see anybody die, but don't be unhappy about it. You don't have to celebrate it. You don't have to go around holding up sign, big sign, and waving it with his swollen quad, saying, "Yeah, Rockets!" Yeah. You don't have to do that, But you don't have to be unhappy either. But what are your thoughts on the game itself?
I mean, it's a pretty big collapse. I'll be honest. I didn't watch the last part of the game.
Because you probably watched the first part and know this is over,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I turned it off thinking, well, that's that. And, I mean, I didn't know the Warriors had lost until...
this morning?
Until I got in. I got in to work at about 6:20 and opened up the laptop. And, you know, John's like, yeah, a lot going on for a random Tuesday. And I was like, really? What? What's happened here? So, yeah, it was it's pretty wild.
Yeah, I was watching the hockey last night, and then I just flipped over because they'd gotten it under 10. And I check my phone all the time to see what's going on, just in case. And when it was 30, it went 31, man, I was like, okay, I'm not watching any of that crap. Yeah. But if there's something interesting going on that I want to check out, then I'll switch over to it. And when it got down to 10, I'm like, well, maybe I'll take a look. It's 10 or 11. I don't remember exactly. But yeah, and then they hit the big shot. Thompson comes up short, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
How did that happen? 31 points. That's, you know, that's impressive by the Clippers. It's, again, is it a choke or is it an awesome comeback? Or is it a little of both? And I didn't get to see the whole thing, so I don't really want to say for sure. But from what I saw, the last bit of it, that was a choke.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I think Steve Kerr is right. I mean, they for that team to lose a lead like that, they would just have to quit playing. And like I said, I didn't see it. I can only assume that they choked that away because the Clippers aren't good enough to just turn it up a notch and get there. I mean, even when I turned it off, I was like, well, the one concern that they should have is they're in foul trouble. You know, there were a lot of guys in foul trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, Durant, Clay.
Seemed Steph, to be a lot of reaching, which is what you do when you get a big lead. And
Iguodala. Yeah. All these guys were in foul trouble. And I was like, man, that's troubling. But, I mean, did I think it was troubling enough that they blow that lead? I think when I turned, I was just like 24 or 25 points.
It wasn't even
at its peak.
Yeah, you think it's over regardless.
So, yeah, that was surprising.
Man, we talked about this a little bit because we were watching it on when it happened last night, the Ovechkin fight. I don't know if you saw the aftermath of that, but everybody's destroying Ovechkin for knocking out a 19-year-old kid. And the kid wanted to fight him.
Yeah, you want to throw these hands? Let's go, bro.
I'm sorry. And Ovechkin, he's probably, I think, my three favorite hockey players. Well, Austin Matthews, because he's a Leaf and he's American. Let's start with that. I'm biased. I love PK Subban, but I love Ovechkin. I mean, and I was so happy to see him win last year because all he did was party all summer with the cup,
yeah,
which is what I would do. I think most of us would. We just pour great beer into it and drink out of it and everything else. And after the game, you know, all he could talk about was, I hope he's okay. But everybody's saying, ripping him, and the kid's the one that said he wanted to fight.
Didn't this kid like grow up a big Ovechkin fan?
Yeah, he's Russian. And somehow Russian on Russian crime.
He got it in his head that he wanted to scrap. Huh?
And it was weird because Ovechkin's only had three fights in his entire career. And guess what his record was before last night?
Was he
0-3?
0-3. Okay.
Yeah. Well, this is his fourth one.
Fourth. Okay.
Yeah, but he's had three regular seasons.
Dude, let that guy have his win.
Yeah. And he crushed that kid. I mean, when he landed that right and then the dude's head bounces off the ice, you're like, oh, he's dead. And I'm sorry, I like a good hockey fight. And I know there's people, oh, there's no place for that in the sport, and this should never happen, and blah, blah, blah. And it does. Dude, it's. I enjoy it, right or wrong. I enjoy a good hockey fight. And I like seeing somebody getting knocked the bleep out, especially if they start it.
Yeah.
You know, if you start a fight with a guy and he crushes you, I don't care if you're a 19-year-old kid, you're out there on an NHL rink, you're out there, you're the one stirring stuff up. Sometimes these kids need to be taught a lesson, AJ.
Yeah.
So that was fun to watch. And then the last 2 minutes of the Maple Leafs game, people were texting me, and I wanted to throw my phone at them. It's like, you know, because they were up one, and, of course, 6-on-5 is always a mess. And I'm just trying to watch a game, and it's like, please quit texting me, people. So I finally just turned the phone off.
Yeah.
For the last 2 minutes.
Well,
but
listen, you go looking for a fight, you get the fight.
Yeah.
You can't cry for that guy. I mean, I don't have a problem with fighting in hockey. I actually wish more sports would let their guys just throw down every once in a while.
Well, I've always thought it was a great idea for baseball to have goons.
Yeah.
Just go out there and say, okay, instead of this benches clearing brawl where everybody just sort of holds each other.
Two guys fight.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it. Kick those two guys out of the game afterwards, obviously.
But, well, in this case, you get a 5-minute penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
But in other sports, I think you would have to have an ejection. But I don't think there should be any lingering suspensions or things like that. Just let these guys get it out of their system.
And sometimes, and it just, I don't know. It's it, to me, it's part of the sport. And these people say, oh, there's no place for it. Well, okay. I just think it's, there's a lot of people who, man, when I was growing up with it, it was every game. And that was what made Gordie Howe so great. Not only was he a great player, he'd kick your ass. Even when he was in his 50s.
Yeah.
And it just, that kept people from, you know, all those great Oilers teams had, you know, they had a guy who basically was there to protect Wayne Gretzky, and it keeps the Stars from getting killed. I love it.
I haven't played an NHL video game in a long time, but the greatest video game, the greatest hockey video game for sure of all time was NHL 94 on Sega Genesis.
With the blood when you can,
and, I mean, there was like.
No, you can fight on the ones now, too.
Okay, is there blood and gore?
No, there's not blood and gore, unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad.
But it is. It's almost like a boxing game once it starts.
Okay,
where you have to, you can control
your fighting.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I like that.
Believe me, I do that a lot. Get my ass kicked a lot by the computer, but I have fun. And it doesn't matter because I always, you know, just put the guy on the bench and that happens. But yeah, I do think that. Man, that was fun. And by the way, your Predators looked really good last night, too.
It's about time.
So that Dallas team is no joke, though. It's not going to be as easy a series for you as I thought it was going to be, but I think you're going
to
win.
It's 2-1 now, right?
Yeah, it's 2-1.
Okay.
And
isn't it funny how much faster the hockey playoffs seem to go than the...
Because they do every other day. They're not doing the 3 days in between.
Why don't they do
stuff.
That with every...
Well, I wish the NBA would do that because...
There were only two games last night.
Well, and like the Rocket series is guaranteed to go a week. Even if it's a sweep.
A sweep. It's stupid.
Yeah. But I do like that they do them every other night. And you know, it gives them a rhythm. And I think it's fair for every team. But, you know, the NBA does it for TV. And, you know, it works for them from a TV perspective. It's not as much fun as a fan because you have to sit here for 3 days and wait for the next game. So, all right. A lot more to get to. 713-780-ESPN. Man, hope everybody's having a great day. If you're not... You're stuck in traffic? Well, sit back. We got a lot of fun stuff for you today. We'll try to make it as enjoyable as possible. Hey, you guys have heard me talk about my weight loss success. Well, it's time to get summer ready, okay? Maybe you just got a little bit too much on that gut you want to get off before summer. Innovative Lasers of Houston can help you lose 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. And I've had a couple friends who went over there and did it, and they told me the same thing. It's like, dude, I lost like 5 inches in a week. And it works. And it's such a great program. First off, the consultation's free, and it's not going to cost you a dime to go in there and find out what it's about. Go sit down with them, and they'll figure out what you need to lose, where you want to lose it from. That's the other cool part, is they can target spots, and that's what they did. They targeted my stomach and chest, and it made a huge difference, 8 inches. And you're going to see immediate results after just one treatment. They have several locations to serve you, including Sugar Land, Katy, Galleria, 1960, and Clear Lake. And everybody asks, is it painful? No. I mean, I'll simplify it as much as I can. You lay there for 20 minutes with a red light on you, and then you turn over and they shine the red light on your back, and that's it, and you're done. And it shrinks the fat cells. So if you want to try it, be one of the first 100 callers today. Mention ESPN 97.5. You're going to get 6 treatments and 3 additional treatments for free for $1,000. That's over 70% off the regular price. And they have all kinds of programs for you that if you can't afford the whole $1,000 right away, they'll help you with it. Give them a call, 281-888-3094. 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5 and get 6 treatments and 3 additional treatments for free for just $1,000 and get 3 to 11 inches off just like that. That's a total of 9 treatments. 281-888-3094 today. For more information, log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Chasing the truth. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And Aaron, can you let the people know who we're playing as we go today?
Yeah, I was planning on tweeting out a list at the end of the show.
All right,
well, or either at the end of the hour.
I think we can do that. But since the first week we started doing again, let's just say sure. Who they are as we go.
This is To Whom It May, and the song is called Calculate.
Cool. Sounds pretty good. So, yeah, I think from here on you can do the you can just tweet it out at the end of the show. Okay, here's who all we played. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And a couple things from Twitter. ATX Hobo Girl says, if Tom Wilson gets knocked out, I'm not saying I'd hate to see it. Dude, if that kid had gone after Tom Wilson, he'd be dead. Is that guy, that guy's a beast. And then Arthur saying his Islanders finish off Pittsburgh tonight. That's the one story that, or one series that has just surprised the hell out of me. I actually thought Columbus had a chance against Tampa.
Don't get me started.
I know. Even in my preview, money. I said nobody's going to fault you if you take a plus price on Columbus because Tampa likes to choke in the playoffs.
Such a big price, too.
And, you know, but I didn't see that coming with Pittsburgh and the Isles. So the Isles are playing great. Good on them. And Steven, the weather guy, says, I don't watch hockey, but I don't think players are supposed to exchange IDs for age verification before fighting.
I mean, listen, dude, you saw the video. That kid, like, basically asked for it.
He did. I mean, he kept pushing and pushing and pushing.
You mess with the bull, you get the horn.
And then you could see him nod his head, yeah, saying,
let's
yes.
Let's do it. Let's dance. I'm your Huckleberry.
And, yep. You're Huckle something. I don't know.
And he actually got in a couple decent shots. He had an early lead if you were scoring that round. And then...
Now, one of them, he kind of caught the helmet.
Yeah.
But he did sort of get one on the jaw.
And then he caught the fight finisher. And, you know.
But he opened himself up to that side by doing that.
Listen, that's the thing about hockey fights is it's not particularly good defensive fighting. I mean, it's a...
Well, that's why they always try to grab the jersey and put it over the guy's head.
Yeah, it's basically swing until somebody gets knocked down.
But they're also on skates.
Which makes things difficult as well.
Creates a little, yeah. But, yeah, well, you know what? It got people interested in the hockey playoffs. Like, dude, that guy got his ass kicked.
Were the Islanders the Islanders are the home team in there?
They were the higher seed, but
were they a Vegas favorite?
No, actually, Penguins were a little bit of a Vegas favorite, and that's why I was kind of glad when the Penguins lost Game One because then they got a plus number, so I put a few bucks on them. But
much to the chagrin of RJ, right?
Yeah, but I also did that on a couple other series, like your Preds, that's going to look just fine, and the Vegas Golden Knights, that's looking really good for me right now.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I was going to bet all those series beforehand, but I thought there were situations where they might lose game one, and I'd get a better price. But in this case, man, the Isles are just playing a really strong defensive hockey right now, which is what the Stars are playing. I don't think that's good enough to get you past, say, Washington or, well, I'm not going to say Tampa because Tampa's not going to be there.
Might not be around, yeah.
But it's definitely got Pittsburgh baffled. So good on them. They're playing really good hockey. And I know Jake the Ass Man is real happy because he's a huge Islanders fan. And
oh, really?
Was rubbing it in when the Leafs went back to New York and Tavares got booed all over the place and the Islanders won. So there is a part of me that would like to see Leafs and Islanders in the conference finals just so that I can talk a lot of crap to his small little redheaded ass. It's nice to have somebody to talk hockey trash with. 713-780-ESPN.
Yeah, I'm not good enough for you?
Well, we're never going to get Preds Leafs, okay? If we did, it would be awesome.
I mean,
that would be the best week of shows ever.
Who would have thought that you and I would be competing in the championship of the Hockey League a couple years ago? And we did.
Yeah, and you beat me.
Yeah, this is your chance for revenge.
No, my chance for revenge was this year, and I didn't even make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Because last year I had the best team. It wasn't close. I was dominating everybody, and then I had my worst week when I played you. That happens. Okay, I'll take that. This year, my team just sucked. And let's be honest, I made you some really great trades that probably won it for you. I got you two goalies.
It definitely helped.
You got two goalies who were pitching shutouts every week.
Yeah.
And another goal scorer. So I probably get an assist for that.
Well, listen, you can't. You're like the Raiders. You traded Khalil Mack, and you're like, oh, you had fun in the playoffs, huh? And I did, but now it's your turn because you've got draft picks for next year. And
yeah, which
you'll do just fine.
I'm sure I'll choke like a dog next year because I've totally lost all my confidence in my ability to play fantasy hockey. Because I made every possible. I was making four moves a week this year, trying to just make the playoffs, and everything I touched turned to turds. Everything. So I'm just, you know, first year of my life, I haven't made the playoffs. I made it to the finals at least almost every year, and then I choke in the finals. I think it's better to choke in the finals than miss the playoffs. I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
I don't know how it feels either. I just win every year.
You win every two years in a row. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Can we move on to something
else? That's fine. That's fine.
Man, I got a bunch of football stuff to get to today at some point. Did you see that?
Did you see Demaryius Thomas is off the market?
Did he sign with the...
The Patriots Day New England.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that he visited. I mean, do you think he's going to be ready for the start of the season?
I don't know. I wouldn't imagine so, but, I mean, because they signed him, probably.
Yeah, and he'll probably be really good.
Yeah.
And
probably be everything the Texans hoped he would be.
Well, he wasn't bad for them. He was never great. But, I mean,
fine,
he was functional
healthy
until he blew up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you see the story about the guy who won the $1 million off Tiger Woods? Beyond the fact that what he did.
Are you talking about what he said about it?
Yeah, well, like he was 25 grand in debt. He sold off a bunch of Apple stock to make this bet.
Yeah, because he had some sort of a feeling, which I don't want to say he's full of it, but I think he's kind of full of it.
Yeah, well, and the fact that he said this is his first bet.
That's a lie.
That is an absolute lie. And I'm going to tell you, if this guy sold off all this stuff to make this bet, I guarantee he sold off stuff to make other bets before.
Yep.
That we haven't heard about, which is what one of the things that you always try to caution people about, because this kind of story is not, this is not a good story for the gambling public. It's just like the person who spends thousands of dollars on lottery tickets and then finally wins $100,000. It's the reality is, this is not a good thing to do. You don't ever put yourself in debt to make one bet.
No.
Because you have a feeling. So I'm not so sure this is...
Well, but it worked.
It worked.
So now everyone's going to think it's a good idea.
And that's the problem. But you know what we're not talking about? We're not talking about all the guys out there
who bet on Francisco Molinari.
But no, there are a lot of people who have done stuff like this, sell their car to make one big bet to try to get even and lose.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you there's a lot more of those than there are this guy. And... You know, that's the problem with this, is now people see, you know what? I feel really, really good that the Astros are going to win the World Series. I'm going to go put a second mortgage on my house and bet $100,000.
Well, for the people who lost those bets, they can at least save some money on travel with besthotelrates.com. That's a good thing, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, who doesn't like to travel?
Yeah, we'll save your money first by using besthotelrates.com and then take what you have left over and bet that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Listen, besthotelrates.com, they've negotiated deals with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and then they pass the savings on to you. It's so simple to use. Go to besthotelrates.com, plug in your destination, your dates of travel, and bingo, bango, bongo. You're looking at a discounted rate for many of the hotels that you might be paying an arm and a leg for somewhere else.
And the thing is, the name says it all, besthotelrates.com.
I like that too. It's simple.
Yeah, it's nice and simple. It means you're getting the best hotel rates.
Where can I get the best hotel rates?
Besthotelrates.com.
Wow.
Just think best hotel rates and stick a .com on the end. Top-notch customer service that backs up your reservation so your stay is safe and secure. That's important. I've had issues with other sites where you go and you get there and like, oh, we don't know anything about this. And then you're having to go through all these, jump through all kinds of hoops. That's not the case with besthotelrates.com. So start planning your next trip today. It's all in the name, besthotelrates.com.
Kind of hell, I can choke, I can smoke, it's whatever if I don't think about what they have to sell. See the short little man in a blue top hat, and I know he don't really like me. This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And A.J. just got a preview of my Hey Man Bleep That because my dog is smarter than me.
Dude. So. That dog.
It's she's smarter than me, and
you're like the dude who's got a like. You're like my my sister-in-law, or my brother-in-law actually, whose 10-year-old tells him to shut up, and he just says, "We don't talk like that to adults." I mean,
this has become a game. So here's what happens. I've got a better Hey Man Bleep That. I leave my backpack at home, take the wife to work. I'm only gone for like 15 minutes, right? So the first day she got in there and got into all my Halls cough drops. And so the second day I put it on the counter thinking there's no way. And somehow she's unzipping the damn thing. That's the other part. I have it zipped up. There's no way. Second day I have it on the counter. She gets in there. Didn't tear up anything too important. Just one of my microphone head covers, which I bought five because she likes to eat those. So today I put it way in the back. No way she can get it. I come home and there it is on the floor, and I have like a laptop cover that she seems to be able to open, and that's where I keep my important stuff,
okay,
like the laptop. And I had a check in there for a vendor who's doing some stuff for us for the audiobooks. And I had to go into Laura when I came in today and say, Laura, can you cut another check and give her the half of it that was left?
Oh, boy.
So she's smarter than me. She just figured out this is okay, and she never messes with it when I'm there or any other time. It's just in the morning when we both leave. That's her thing now. She's going to go get in the backpack. So I'm going to fix her little spotted wagon and take it with me. So it's not happening again.
It'll happen again.
We'll see what she tears up now. 713-780-ESPN. Ryan says, I think they brought up an excellent point. Hate to see anyone inspired by this story and lose a small fortune. That's the thing. And I hope we've spent a lot of time explaining to people that gambling on sports is not easy. It really isn't. And, you see somebody do this, or you see the guy who does the 25-way parlay and wins 300 grand, and you think, oh, wow, I can do that. And the reality is, man, those are lottery tickets. And, the lottery in the long haul is a losing game. And I'd be willing to bet. I don't know this guy, but I bet you in 5 years that million's gone.
It's probably, who knows? Yeah. Especially if he's got the bug.
And he said, and Jerry Bowe's talking about it, the guy said, I'm responsible and very smart with money. Then why was your company in trouble?
The conspiracy theory I saw, which I don't know how much weight anybody wants to put into it, is that maybe one or two bookmakers in Vegas met him on the side and said, hey, here's an extra $50,000. If you tell this inspiring story, that might drum up a little bit more business for us of how you sold everything just to make one bet.
That's not inspiring. I mean, honestly. But
to the common man?
Well, for William Hill, and they're out there taking pictures of him with the check and stuff, they want people to do that.
Of course.
Because, believe me, for that 1.1 they lost, they're going to make 10, 15 million from people trying to do stuff like that.
Well, that's why. Is it so far-fetched to think that they might have thrown him a couple thousand extra to say, hey, why don't you sit down with a couple different media outlets and give them this? This is your story. Just read it like this.
No, not really. I just hope people take it with a grain of salt and realize that, and somebody brings up a great point, that's one bet out of thousands or millions. Yeah. And that's the thing.
Listen.
Never feel sorry for the book, because for every story you hear about this, and believe me, who do you think is putting these stories out? Like the Mad Bomber during the World Series.
Exactly.
The books want that out there. Because even if they're losing, they're saying, oh, look, this guy's winning. That means I can win. And, man, for most people, that's not possible. It's just like the lottery does. Whenever somebody wins, they want to go public and trot them out there. And they usually get some guy who's been living in a trailer park. Yeah, I hit the lottery for $10 million. I'm going to go and buy myself a new horse.
Yep.
And you know, the reality is, how did that $10 million get there? Because about $20 million got put into it. And so we're not hearing about the losers. And I don't want to make it sound like everybody's a loser either, because people do pull this stuff off. But just keep in mind when you see something like that, for every dollar that a guy like that won, somebody else lost.
Yep.
And in fact, it's more than that. So 713-780-ESPN. Hey, that makes sense. 281 said, I had issues with my pup when it came to getting into things. I cut a jalapeno in half and rubbed it on the thing she would get into after the first few times. She stopped.
That'll do it.
And honestly, the thing's come a long way. She's a lot better. She's growing up. But this damn thing with the backpack. So, yeah, Nick says, my wife always gets pissed when my dog eats stuff off the counter but continues to leave stuff on the counter. Suggestions? Well, and that's been, it's like having a little kid. You know, you have to, you remember when yours were crawling, there were certain things you had to baby-proof.
Yeah.
Then they start walking. And when they start walking, that's a whole new level of baby-proofing. Because there's all kinds of stuff you got to get out of the way.
Yeah, that can actually get into stuff.
Yeah, that can kill them. So now she's graduated to the, I can get my, because she's a pretty long dog, so I can get up on the counter. And so now all the stuff on the counter, I have to push back even further. So I don't really have an answer. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, the whole beginner's luck thing, I can't tell you how many people have come out to the track and hit like their first bet and make a whole bunch of money and think, oh, this is easy. And I had a friend who did that with a superfecta. He bet a straight superfecta, which, you know how hard that is to hit? I mean, just the numbers in order, 1, 2, 3, 4 for a dollar, and it paid like $4.86. He's like, oh, this is great. I just spent $1 and won $4.86. And it's like, yeah, and you were about 4,000 to 1 to not do that. But then they get hooked and they start thinking it's easy to do that. And when you add it all up, suddenly, you know, it's like, eh. But I don't know. I mean, I'm happy to see people win.
Yeah, it's
I really
nice,
am.
But and just don't start thinking it's a thing.
Yeah, and just keep in mind who the guys are who are putting out these stories. They're the ones who want you to. They're the ones who want you to bet and think the same thing. Because I guarantee you, a whole bunch of people go put $85,000 on Tiger to win the next one. They're going to get their money back.
Yep.
Mark says, started watching Action. Turns out it's a four-part Showtime series. It's interesting, at least. Follows a few personalities and breaks down the basics of Vegas gambling. I've had a couple people tell me to watch that. I just kind of feel like, and I'll probably check it out, but I also kind of feel like, well, don't we know all those guys? Like hanging out with RJ and what, Fezzik and Powers, those are pros.
Yeah.
So kind of know those guys.
Tongue Dart Chris, did you see this?
No.
Guy I work with, never played the lotto, spent $20 on a scratch-off, won $10K. Kicker, he didn't get to keep a single dime. Went into cash it. The state kept the entire thing and put it towards his student loans, and now he has to pay the taxes on it.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming they would only do that because he defaulted on some sort of federal loan. That'd be my guess. Which, if that's the case, I don't really feel sorry for him. Pay your bills, bro, before you're buying $20 worth of lottery tickets.
Yeah.
I had to pay off student debt. Most everybody has to at some point. You got some, Aaron?
I've got more than some. I've got a mountain.
Still?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Yours should be done by now.
I never incurred an ounce of student debt because I worked my way through school.
Well, and you also went to
school.
It was
also $38 a course.
No, it was a little more than that. You guys act like, believe me, I mean,
school was significantly more reasonable when you were a student. I mean,
I don't know. It wasn't cheap. I can tell you that.
My guess is when you were in UH, it was probably cheaper than a semester now at a community college.
Honestly, I don't remember exactly how much it was, but yeah, I went out and got scholarships and I worked two jobs so that I could pay for it. I never thought about borrowing money to go to college. Now I know it's a lot more expensive now. I get that, but
I bartended when I was in college too. But I mean,
but you had other expenses probably.
Yeah.
And Matt, really, I had I had nothing because all I did was work and go to school. So I didn't really, all I had was driving expenses to get there. So I mean, I get it, but when you if you're gonna take a student loan, you're gambling on yourself, and you got to do some research and maybe realize that I shouldn't take out $250,000 in loans if I'm gonna make $22,000 a year in radio.
Right.
Just suggestion. Somebody says there's only two types of gamblers: losers and liars. No, that's not true. There are people who win, but no, that's what's that? No. That's fine. So somebody says, yes, on baby proofing, my kid just reached the stage where he can start opening doors, which is a whole nother level. Yeah.
When you say losers and liars, the guys who say they never lose, those guys are liars.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Every gambler loses. That's just the facts. At some point, they lose.
Yeah. And the best guys in sports betting are coming around 55% most times.
You know, RJ told me, and this was, I think, my fifth or sixth year in a row that I won, you know, that I was profitable on college basketball. And RJ was talking to me about the pressure of putting my picks out publicly and having people pay for them. And he was like, listen, you have to understand, I mean, one of these days, you're going to have a losing college basketball season.
Yeah.
He's like, you might be the best college basketball guy in the world. He said, eventually, you're going to have a losing season. And he's like, if you can't deal with that reality, then you're in the wrong business. Which, yeah, that's true.
Well, that was a big adjustment for me because when I started doing stuff with RJ, I was coming off of a stretch of 10 out of 12 Triple Crown races. And I'm like, okay, I'm the god of the Triple Crown.
Right.
And it all went south. And suddenly you're having to deal with all that. And that's okay. I mean, I get it. The one thing I found is that most people who pay for picks get it. The guys who don't are the ones who bitch the most.
Yeah.
But
well, that's what I noticed was the people who were paying for my picks weren't bitching. The
right.
people who were listening to the podcast. I got a what I considered a medium bet on the podcast wrong, people would be much more angry than if I swung a big hammer and missed on my premium picks. Because when you're getting something for free, obviously you're expecting it to win nonstop,
right.
Which is, I mean, it's kind of backwards, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah, the people who are paying get it, and they realize what they're getting into. Speaking of, guess what? Kentucky Derby's right around the corner, and where are you going to play? BetUSRacing.com, of course. And I'm telling you what, I've been going through all the final preps again, watching all the replays again, and putting together my plays. And if you're going to play BetUSRacing.com, you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone. And last week, the final preps, but there's still some good races coming up over the next couple weeks. Sam Houston's going on. You can bet out there. BetUSRacing.com offers daily rebates, and that's really cool. It's always fun to sign on the next morning, and there's more money in there than you thought there was going to be. And if you want action between races, how about this? Blackjack and over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today and you can qualify for a $150 bonus, but they're going to give you a $20 cash bonus if you just go to www.BetUSRacing.com/pony. And you can make fun of the picture of me that's on there when you do that because my smiling face is right on the page. Start betting today. That's BetUSRacing.com/pony for a 20% cash bonus. Time for you to get in on the action. Still time before the Derby gets here. BetUSRacing.com/pony.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And now a message from
Shea goes down the lane right.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back, and I know who that band is. Those are my guys. Who'd you go out with?
We went out with Michael Anthony Shanks.
Okay.
The song was called She's Dangerous.
All right. And you can tell them who this is.
This is 12 Years Driven. Song is called Devil's Way.
It's one of my favorites. It's on my workout list. So Big fan of those guys. Haven't got to see them live in a while, though, but that's because I'm lazy and won't leave the loop. So the last time I saw them was at Fitzgerald's a couple years ago when they actually got close to me. But really good band. If you get a chance, check them out. And A-Shock said he it was $152 in 1975. And I'm like, I was not in college in 75. And he was trying to say, well, he just found that. But I know it was a hell of a lot more than that, but it was a hell of a lot less than what it is now. I get that.
Gabriel says, I went to a four-year university from 2012 to 2016, and I graduated with no student debt. I used grants to pay for school. I mean, that's good for you. Not everyone has that option. I don't know your financial, your family's financial situation, your, like, I was lucky. A lot of my student debt, and the only reason I don't know, maybe by now I would be out of student debt, but the GI Bill paid for a good chunk of my school.
Right.
So that helped me, but that didn't pay for everything, but it paid for a good portion of it at least.
And guys, there are scholarships out there you can apply for. The military is an option, certainly.
Yeah.
There are things you can do. And if you choose to go in debt, that's fine. Just also try to be smart about it and make sure you're actually going to make enough to cover that when you get out.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who, and I know it's kind of like frowned upon now, like you can't be, unless you've got a four-year degree, you're somehow, you know, a drain on society. But, dude, I would say that jobs like electrician and plumber.
Welder.
And welder. Dude, those are
good paying jobs,
man. It's not glamorous. But man, those are jobs that there is always someone looking for guys with those skills.
Yes.
And, you know, you're not one of 10,000 guys with a business degree applying for the same sales job. I mean, there's something to that. And
I wish that there wasn't that stigma that, oh, it's a trade job. There's nothing wrong with a trade job.
You can make a good living with a trade job.
I took a year of welding my junior year of high school because I kind of thought I was a dumb
dude. I wish I knew how to weld.
And I didn't stick with it my senior year because I started getting into journalism and knew I was going to have a job there.
Yeah,
but I loved it, man. I kind of wish I'd stuck with it because it'd be fun now just to, you know, because I don't remember how to do anything, but I wish I had because it'd be fun to build some stuff. And my brother did it. He built a trailer for his boat. You know, stuff like that. That'd be fun.
When I worked offshore, I tried to hang out with the welder and like learn what he was doing, how he was doing it. Unfortunately, about 6 weeks in to me doing that, he got caught with OxyContin,
and he
didn't work there anymore.
That's a fail.
But still.
Shame.
If I had had a welder there who wasn't on OxyContin,
you could have learned a lot more.
I could have learned more.
That's why he says more schools should have vocational programs. I agree.
No doubt.
And yeah, I do. It does bother me a little bit that, you know, so much is about, oh, did you get a four-year college degree? How much of the last year of your college was really that useful to you? How much did you really learn? Even by your junior year. I mean, the basic stuff I think was really good. I learned more about journalism from working part-time than I ever did at school.
Yeah.
And I listen, I'm big on education, you know, and I'm proud of the fact that I went and got, you know, a graduate degree. It's never really helped me other than it allowed me to teach when I wanted to teach, which was useful at the time I needed to teach. But it's not like I've walked in and said, oh, I have a master's degree. Oh, great. We'll hire you. And Jesus says, I'm a journeyman electrician, and I'm an electrician. I make between 80 and 90 a year.
That's good living, man.
Yeah.
That's a good living.
As long as you're good at something, I don't think it should matter. And, yeah, that's not saying go drop out of school right now. That I hope that's not the message I'm trying to send.
Yeah.
But I just think it's like society shouldn't be judging people based on that. And I think too much of that happens.
I'll say this, and this is kind of an eye-opening tale. When I got out of the Army and I started working offshore, there were guys making over $200,000 a year who didn't finish high school.
I could see that.
If you work hard enough and learn a trade that other people are unwilling to do because it takes hard work
yeah.
versus, you know, studying, like it actually takes you getting your hands dirty, you can make a really good living, and nobody can just walk up with a degree and take that job from you, because there's no degree that will, I mean, I'm not saying like the School of Hard Knocks is the way to go. No. I'm not that guy, but I'm telling you that there are opportunities
out there
for everyone if you're willing to put in work.
Paul says, Fred,
I couldn't do it. I was out there for a little while. I was like, God, this work is way too hard.
You wound up doing okay.
I got to go to school.
But Paul says, Fred, not as far back as your article, but in 2015, I made a bet with three other friends that Tiger would never win another Masters. Best 300 I ever lost. What a great day. I agree. I feel happy that I was wrong about that. And Brother Bear said, not sure if I heard it correctly. You're going to have a Game of Thrones wrap-up on SportsMap. Yes, I put one up last night, and the response was terrific. So I will be doing one for the last five episodes. I'll try to get it up as quickly after the show as possible. That's going to be the goal.
Yeah,
this is different. When it comes to a Texans game, I have it down to a science. I'm going to have that thing up within a minute of the end of the game because I know how to do that. This is a little different because I'm going to be trying to, you know, look at big picture analysis and everything of a TV show, which I've never really tried to do on Deadline before. So it was easy to do it last night because I already watched the show a second time. So we'll see how it goes, but hopefully you guys will enjoy it. And apparently everybody liked it. So 713-780-ESPN is your number.
All right, guys, you want to make some? You want to save some money? Well, let me tell you exactly how you can do it. If you own your home, there's an easy way to start saving on your homeowner's insurance. And you might think, well, that's a pain in the ass. I'm going to have to talk to an agent. No, not anymore. You don't. Not with TGS Insurance. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Someone came along and made it 15 minutes. TGS built a new system, gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address. And it's going to save you a bunch of money. Here's how you do it. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. Reply back with that. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and the savings are legit. Online ratings nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 saved over $825 on their home insurance. $825, that's good money. You don't even need to wait until your renewal. TGS Insurance will take care of the back end, so you don't have to worry about the paperwork and the nonsense. Just free your mind and start saving. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.